Okay, today's Daf Nun Vav. We are on the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Beis, the first wide line, Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Amar Yeshua, Yeshua said, Arba Dvarim, four things, Ha'ose Osan, if you do those four things, Pater, Midine Adam, you're Pater from Dine Adam. The reason you're Pater from Dine Adam is because it's a grama. You're not going to do any direct damage here. But, V'chayev V'dinei Shemayim. Yichayev V'dinei Shemayim. The Meiri says, basically, you have to pay V'dinei Shemayim. And if you don't pay V'dinei Shemayim, you pasal edus. Because, just like any other Aveira, basically. Rashi says that it's just an onesh from Shemayim, but there's no really chiyuv to pay. The Divrei Nechemi says that can't be. If that's true, then what is the Gemara telling us? You're going to get an onesh. That can't be. It's not Rashi here. It's Rashi somewhere else. I think it's in Babasra. Gittin, maybe. So he says, no, Rashi must mean the same thing. You basically have a chiyuv to pay. Medina Shemayim. What are the four things? Ve'elohim. Here they are. Haporitz geder mifnei behemes chavero. If somebody breaches the wall of his friend, and what happened? He breached the wall of his friend, and the animal got out. Number one, hakufev komaso shel chavero pidleika. Number two, you bend the wheat of your friend toward the fire. Number three, well, Gemara is going to explain all this. Hasocher edei sheker leheid. You hire false edim to give testimony. What? We'll get to it. Number four, v'hayodeya edus lechavero. You know edus of your friend. You know edus about your friend. Ve'no meidlo. You don't go testify. Those are the four. Ready? Amar Mar. Here we go. A minute. Haporeitz geder b'fnei behemas chavero. Hey chidami. What's the case where you knock down the guy's wall? Ilema b'kosel bari. If it's a strong wall, the b'dini adam namin nechayev. You chayev b'dini adam for that. You knock down a wall. Ele must be b'kosel ru'ua. It was a lousy wall. It was a lousy to fall anyway. Now the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, what is the chiddush of that? The chiddush is, I would have thought, you're not even chayev dina shemayim. After all, what did I do? I knocked on a wall that was going to fall down later. I should be chayev for that. No, you're chayev dina shemayim. Okay. Amar Mar, next one. Hakofev komaso shel chaveru b'fnei hadleika. If somebody bends the wheat toward the fire, so medina adam, you're not chayev for that. Why? It's a grama. Medina shemayim, you are. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ile medematio le beruach mitsuya. If you leaned it over with a ruach mitsuya, a normal wind, then b'dini adam namin nechayev. She chayev b'dini adam for that. You caused a fire. You caused damage. Ella, no. You know what you did? The matya beruach she'ena mitsuya. You're in the guy's field. You're playing around with his wheat. You're moving it all over the place. And all of a sudden a hurricane comes. Right? You chayev b'dini shemayim for that. Again, the Gemara is going to say, why should I be chayev b'dini shemayim? For what reason? Next, Rav Ashi said a slightly different case. You know what you did? Tamun itmar. You know what you did? You hid the guy's wheat. And we know that Eish is potter on Tamun. So basically, you got the guy to get damaged without any recourse. There's no one he could sue. There's no one he could get the money back. Tamun itmar. Bishon deshav yitamun be'eish. You hid the wheat. You covered it over, let's say, with a cloth, whatever it is. You hid the wheat somehow. Now the fire came, destroyed it. You potter. The guy's potter. Why? You potter on Tamun. Medina Shemayim? Because that's very cruel. You made it in such a way that the guy can't have any recourse. Medina Adam, you have no recourse. No recourse. So that's the Havma. I was trying to save it. It doesn't make a difference. It's still Chayiv. Now, next. Amar Mar. Hasocher Eidei Sheker. You hire false witnesses. Hei Chidami. Ilei Melanafshei. If you hire them for yourself, you hire them for yourself. I want to take money out of you. So I hire two Adam to say, you owe me $1,000. Right? If you did it for yourself, someone to buy Shlume. I want you to pay me money. So I'll have hired two witnesses to say, you didn't order my Mechayev. You have another for that. But that's not Shaila. Ella la Chavre, for your friend. I hire two Adam to say, you owe him money. Why would I do that? I don't know. I don't like you. Tell how you two agents, you owe him, me, not me. For other person. Now, Tosva says, We'll get to Tosfos in a minute. Oh, no, Tosfos says that asking Edim to lie for you, that you're not chayav dinei adam either. You're not chayav nothing. Dinei shemayim. You're not chayav dinei shemayim. If I pay them, that's no good. But if I say, by the way, would you guys do me a favor? Would you mind saying false testimony about Yankel? They say, yeah, we don't mind. We'll do it.
What are they chayav?
They're false Edom. This is one of the Aseret HaDibros. Right? One of the Aseret HaDibros.
Are they
what? That's a different story. They might be. They might be. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about you. So I go over. Would you be interested in doing some improper act? I want you to swear falsely about so. Give testimony falsely about so and so. If you ask and they don't offer any money, you're not chayav at all. But you didn't do anything wrong. What? No, what'd you do? Okay, so without
you made them aware of it. You made them aware of the situation and they were
okay, so you're not chayav for that. You didn't do anything. Now the we learned this in Kedushin. If you go over to somebody and say, would you do me a favor? Would you go kill Reuven for me? Do me a favor, go kill Reuven for me. Do me a favor. I'm not paying you. I'm asking you to do me a favor. So we learned that ein shliach is varveira, right? So who's going to be chayav for the murder? The murderer, not the sender. Shammai held, no, the sender's also, because he learned out of a pasuk, right? He learned out of a pasuk that yesh shliach is varveira. The Gemara there in Kedushin, when we got to the bottom of it, the Gemara there in Kedushin said you're only chayav b'dinah shemayim. So what's the difference between that and this? How come over here, if you ask two people to lie for you, you're not, nothing, and if you ask somebody to kill for you, you chayav dinei shemayim? What's the difference? So the Ketzo says, the difference is, first of all, the Maariv Chai says that in that case over there, when you go over to somebody, it said there in the Gemara there, ha'omer l'shlucho. Not ha'omer l'chaveiro. Ha'omer l'shlucho. Mistama, there was a payment. That's the technical answer. The Ketos has a more fundamental answer. The Ketos says that, of course, payment, the chiyuv of payment is min ha'shamayim, is only if you hire. Onesh? Onesh should make a difference. What it is? That's what you asked me. You alluded to the answer. Onesh. We're not talking about onesh. Of course you get an onesh. You get somebody to do an aveira, of course there's an onesh for that. No shayla about that. Whether it's about money, whether it's about murder, onesh, Hashem has his cheshbonos. Do I have to pay? That's only if I pay. If I hire, then I have to pay. If I ask, I don't have to pay. That sounds so crazy. Onesh, Hashem, you do something wrong like that, you facilitate, like you said, you facilitate an aveira, you're gonna get your, whatever you deserve, you're gonna get. Do I have to pay? That's a separate story. That's the difference between murder and fundamental difference. Okay, next. Now, v'hayodea edus l'chaveiro, if you know edus for your friend, v'eino meidlo, and you don't give testimony, you know that you have testimony to give, and you don't come forward. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but my eskinan, what are we talking about? Elam b'veitrei, if it's two people, if it's Reuven and Shimon know edus, and they both don't want to come? What do you mean, chayev v'dina shemayim? That's a beferish pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, pshita, doraisahu. It says, imlo yagid v'nasa avono. If you don't go give testimony, you have a sin for that. So the Gemara says, you're right. El d'chad. You only have one. One guy. What's one aid going to do? One aid is going to force the other guy to make a shavua. So there's value to one aid. By money, yeah. If that's the half of Matthias about this topic. If you come to Beis Din with one aid and say, I have one aid that says you owe me $100, that could now shift the burden to the other guy, and the other guy now has to take a shavua. No, it's not true. So that's what one aid is. You have testimony, you know, and you don't come forward? You chayav dinei shemayim for that. Now look at Rashi. This is like a Rashi. You could spend 3 hours in this Rashi. The Rashi is Imlo Yagid. You see the Rashi is Imlo Yagid? Rashi says, betray kamishtoi. We're talking about two people. Midikapid ahagada, since the we're makpid here on the giving of the testimony, on the speech, mashma she'ilu magidin mechayiv ze mamon. That if you knew, you'd be if you'd be chayiv the guy money. Fine, that's not the wild rock part. Here, va'od. Listen to this. Va'od. Kaimalon. We have a tradition. We know. It's from that sota that base. Kol makom shenemar aid. Whenever it says aid, whenever it says the word aid, harekan shnei aidim, it really means two. Whenever the Torah says aid, it really means two. Ad shiparet lecha kasev of echad. Unless the Torah says one. For example, kidiksev, like it says, lo yakum aid echad be'ish. You can't have one aid give testimony about a person. One aid can't come and say, I saw him be Michal Shabbos. That's nothing. That's lashon hara. That's worthless. Two aid, but if it says the word aid in a vacuum, it always means two. What's Rashi saying? What? Yes. No. So the Gemara said the same thing. When you have two aidim and you don't come forward. Right. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, because Rabbi Kiva Eger says sometimes here Tema. Tamely, haba emes hechad eid echad mol beduso lachayev mamon chayev carbon shavua. Sometimes one aid does work. What? Like by sota. What? No. I'm not sure when. But by sota, for example, one aid will work. If one aid says, "I saw them going together in a closet," what? It requires a shavua, right? I'm not sure I understand. What? Yeah, no, it's a Sarah here on Rashi. What's his name? No. Reb Chaim Ozer. There's a Reb Chaim Ozer in this Rashi. But I wasn't sure I understood it, so I just wanted to raise the Rashi without going any further, because I didn't understand it. I'm not sure I understand Reb Kiva Eger's question. Kiva Eger has a question on Rashi, that it's not true that one aid always is worthless. It's not true. You have some of the cases of one aid is value, has value. So I was making the guy make a Shavua. One aid comes and says, I saw your woman go into the room with that guy. They were there for 6 hours. One aid says that. There's problems. One aid's nothing. Sometimes it's not nothing. So how do you reconcile it? Okay. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Suleka, that's it? You only have four cases. You only have four cases where there's a Medina, cases of Grumma that are Pater Medina Adam, the Chayav Medina Shemayim. Vo'ika, I have a lot more. I have five more. Simon, Ha'osei, Besam, Shliach, Chaveiro, Nishpar. All those cases. What is that? Ha'osei Malacha B'mechatas. If somebody does Malacha with the Para Aduma water, right? Or B'paras Chatas, or with the actual Para Aduma itself. Another Rashi here. Rashi, Ha'osei Malacha B'mechatas. You see the Rashi, Ha'osei Malacha B'mechatas? What did you do? What did you do with the halacha? What did you do with the water of mechatas? What did you do with it? Says Rashi, Shishakal kinegdan mishkolos. You use it as a weight. You have a scale, and you know you have 1 ounce of mechatas water. Now somebody wants to buy from you schnapps, so you want to measure how much schnapps am I weighing out. So I'll use the ounce of mechatas as an ounce, and then I'll give him. That's the use you're doing with the mechatas. That's what Rashi comes up with. Right? Of all things to do in the world, that's what Rashi picks. And the reason why, the having nifsalin b'malacha. You did malacha with it. Look at the next Rashi. Pata medine adam. The hezek she'einu nikr lo shmei hezek. Hezek she'einu nikr is not called a hezek. The kulu hani tiyufta masnisa ninu. Every question we're going to ask is a mishnah or a brisa. So, let's go further. Ose malacha mechatas ube paras chatas. If somebody does malacha with the water of a chatas, with paraduma water, or with a paraduma itself, pater b'dinei adam v'chay b'dinei shemayim, you pater. Why? Hezek she'eino nikr. Another one, vo'ika also, hanosei sam hamavetz b'fnei behemes chaveiro. If you put poison in front of an animal, pater b'dinei adam v'chay b'dinei shemayim, you pater for that. Why? Eino nikr. Eino nikr, and it's a little grumma. Grumma. So grumma. Next one. Vu'ika. Hashlech has a bar ben cherishot of a katan. If you give a fire to a cherishot of a katan, pata mitiriyadam v'chayim b'dinei shemayim. You pata for that. Why? Ein shlech advar aveira. I can't be chayiv. I gave him. Next, voika hamavis es chaveiro. If you frighten your friend, frighten him. Partem idiliyadu lechayiv idili shemayim. Not chayiv for that. You didn't do anything. He said boo. The guy freaked out. Not chayiv for that. He didn't do anything. Next, voika. This one we had it already in. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Nishbura kado b'rishus harabim. Your thing breaks in rishus harabim. Velo selka, and you don't clean it up. Nafla gamalo, your camel falls down in rishus harabim. Velo hamida, and you don't pick it up. And then we had a machlokas over there. Rameir mechayev behezekon vechachamomim patim udinei adam vechayev udinei shemayim. Your putter from dinei adam vechayev udinei shemayim. Why? Because you were masquerade. It was a whole machlokas there in chavtes. So what do you see? A lot more cases. So Gemara says, in, you're right. Mir ikatuva. Many cases of this type of thing. But why did I mention only four? Behind it's three chale. These four are special. Mahu detema, I would have thought, b'dinei shemayim, nami lo mechayev. You should not even be mechayev, dinei shemayim. Kamash malon, you are. Why? Haporetz geder b'fnei behemetz chaveiro. If somebody knocks down the wall of his friend, and what did we say? We said it was a lousy wall. Mao detema, I would think, kivin de l'mistere. Koi, since it's coming down anyway. My Ovid, what did I do? I took down a wall that's going to fall down in 2 hours. Medina Shemayim nami lo mechayev. I shouldn't even mechayev anything. As we started off this year. Medina Shemayim means that until you pay, you're pasul leidos. Anyway, there's no difference really. The difference is that Bezin can't force you. Still, then the child can Bezin force you. That's all the Achwanim deal. Can Bezin force you? Okay. But there's no difference really. So what more? Anyway, Kamashvan Yechayev. Hakofif Komaso Shal Chaveiro. Again, if you take the wheat of your friend and you move it, you bend it toward the fire, Nami. Maudatema, I would have said, and we said it was the Ruach She'enu Metuya. I'm out in your field playing with your wheat. And I'm all of a sudden a hurricane comes. Hurricane comes, brings the fire, and it burns down the field. So what do you want from me? Ma lembo mi havi yadana. This is a real chain of mitzuya. But I knew the hurricane was coming. What do you want from me? Ubedine shirayim not milo v'chayev. I shouldn't even be chayev for that. Kamash mlon yichayev for that. And ul Ravashi the Amar who said nami tamun itmar. The Ravashi said we're talking about you hid the guy's stuff, and therefore there's no recourse because you put on tamun by ish. Now the tema, I would have thought he could say, "Ano me kisuya kisite nehelech." I was just trying to save it. I was trying to cover it so the fire shouldn't burn it down. But then you're making me chayev for that. Ubedina shemar nanilam mechayev. Kamash on yechayev. The moral of the story is: stay away from other people's stuff. Don't touch other people's stuff. Don't leave it right. His is his and yours is yours. Don't know what he's doing in his field. Next, hasocher aede sheker. If somebody is testifying, you hire Adam to testify. Nami, now to him, I would have thought lema. You could say divi harav, divi hatamad, divi mishomen. But I want to hire him to go lie. He has a mitzvah of the Torah not to lie, right? Why should I be chayiv? Divi shemayim, nami lo bechayiv. How should I be chayiv? So isn't that a good taina though? Isn't that a good taina? Don't we always say divi harav, divi hatamad, divi mishomen? Why are we making him stay chayiv? I went over to you and I wanted you to do an avera. You should tell me, excuse me, I am a follower of the Shulchan Aruch, please get away from my face. I am not going to do that for you. I don't know. But that was a good taina. So no, Yichayev Dinei Shemayim. Why? Not a Mesis. Mesis, we don't say that.
Right.
It's Ke'en Mesis. Everything's Ke'en Mesis, no?
Right.
Right? Everything's Ke'en Mesis.
I mean, what's
Halach
of what?
We say by the Nachash that Adam could have said, the Nachash could have timed it. What do you want from me? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. No, we don't let we don't give the Nachash a petach to say that. Why? Because he's a Mesis. It's not a Mesis over here. One second, someone asked that question. Didn't make that question up. I forgot to look at the answer. All right, we're not going to have time for it. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start off with that. Anyway, Kamash Milan, you're chayef for that. V'hayodeya, edus l'chaveru ve'eno meidlo. And if you, don't worry, Amud Beis, we have a lot to say on Amud Beis. Even though it's small Amud Beis, a lot to say. V'hayodeya, edus chaveru. The Eino Meid Lo, if you know Eidus about your friend and you don't come forward, so what? So what's the chiddush in that? Ma'adatem, I would have thought, Mi Yemar, the guy could say, Mi, who said, the Chihave Mithadina Le, when I'm going to go give this testimony, I'm one aid. So I'm not really an aid. So I'm going to give testimony. What's going to happen now? I'm going to require him to make a Shavua. So now, he's not going to want to make a Shavua that's a false. Right? So basically, with one aid, you're going to win the case. So he says, who said that? Maybe, well, when I give my testimony, he's going to admit, Dilma, have a shakra. He'll swear falsely. I'm going to come to Bezin with one aid. I have one aid that says, you owe me $100. I'll swear I don't owe it to you. The guy, the chutzpah, doesn't care. Who says it's going to help? I'd rather stay home. I don't want to go there. I don't want to have to make this guy swear falsely. Who knows who that guy is? It's all listening. I don't want to be involved with this. I should be chayef for that. Come on, Shono, you're chayef. You do your ishtadlus. He wants to swear falsely. It's not your problem. That's what him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do your job. You don't want to go? You're chayef for who says he's going to swear falsely. Right away, we're jumping to the worst conclusion. Maybe he will say, you know, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Is it possible to show?
Yeah, that's the whole first half of Messiah. It's all this. So the first 20 blot is about this type of thing. Oh, you have one aid. What is another? Will come? Is a chazaka? Nobody will lie like that.
But why is he only thinking? Well, I would be hired in shul. Maybe
there's no other, because there's no other way. Either he's going to admit.
No, maybe he'll come and someone else will come. Not
too. So maybe that's a little far fetched. Maybe that's not. You know, you have to know the cases, the circumstances. Or maybe there's nobody else around. I don't know. Okay, next. Nifrit to Belila, Osha parts a listim. What happened? If the breach happened at night, or listim came and broke open the door, what do we say? The Baal Hatzon, this is the key. The Baal Hatzon is potter. Why? Because I locked my, before I went to sleep at night, I locked my door. Then robbers came, what am I chayav for? I'm potter. Amar Rabba says, Vahu Shechasra. That's only true if the animal tunneled underneath. If the animal tunneled out, then we're going to reject it because it doesn't make any sense. This is what Rava says. Rava says that when we say the Baal is potter for any damage that the tzon does when it escapes, was talking about a case where the sheep tunneled out of the pen. He tunneled out. Rashi, he makes it even more complicated. Rashi says that he tunneled out. Hoditnan nifritza balayla putter, kigon chechasra ha behema. The behema tunneled out. The pila hakosel da onisu. That's why the wall fell. Because he was tunneling out. Right?
Wouldn't make a difference.
Right, Rashi makes it even more complicated. We're going to reject this whole thing. We're going to say, we're told this is the second case. This is going to be about the case of the animals dying away in the sun. That's what we're going to say. Avalo chasra. What if it didn't tunnel out? My, what would halacha be? Chayiv. Hechi dami. What's the case? Ilem bakosel bari. If it was a strong wall, kilo chasra. My chayiv. So go to tunnel, even if it didn't tunnel out. Why chayiv? My havalil mevin. What do you want from this guy? He put up a strong wall. Listim came. Tunneling, not tunneling. It's all irrelevant. Ela bakosel ruua. It was a lousy wall. So then ki chasra my potter. Then why is the owner potter? A lousy wall. Tchilaso b'pshia b'sofi b'onisu. You start off with a pshia. What's the pshia? The pshia is you have a lousy wall. That ended up being an onis. What's an onis? Not so normal for a sheep to tunnel under a wall. But you know what? We have to say, in order for this to work, the onis has to be connected to the pshia. Let's say it's true. Let's say that's true. Otherwise, that rule doesn't apply. But let's say it's true that the onis and the pshia are connected. You have to figure out how that really is. Well, let's grant that. Then you're chayev. That's why you're potter. And now honichlan damar tchilas of b'shiyev itself is always potter. That elavadar mechayev mayik elavadar tchilas of b'shiyev itself is chayev mayik lemeimar. What are you going to say? So we're stuck. Rabbi, this doesn't make any sense. Ella, you're right. Masnisan b'kol bari. The Mishnah is talking about a good wall. Afilu lo chasra, and even if it doesn't tunnel out. You're potter. V'chiyit ma'da Rabba. When did Rabba say that tunneling out is potter? Asefa itmar, on the Seifa of the Mishnah, which said, hinicha b'chama, if you put the animal in the sun, o shechasra l'cheir shotu v'katan, or you gave it to somebody who's not doesn't have da'at to do any shmir at all. It's total pshia here. V'yata sa v'hezeka, and it goes out and damages. Chayiv, you're chayiv. On my Rabbah says, v'afilu chasra. And even if it tunnels out. Lami baya hecha delo chasra. Don't tell me where it didn't tunnel out. The kula pshia who, everyone's a pshia. You can't give you can't have the sheep be guarded by a 5-year-old boy. That's not normal. That's a pshia. That's for sure chayiv. Ela filu chasra nami. Even if it tunnels out, you're chayiv. Why? Mahu detema. I would have thought. Havelet chilasu bepshia. V'sofa ba'ones. And therefore, I'm sorry. Omar Rabba says, afilu chasra, you're putter. No, you're chayiv. Lomi boy, right? Lomi boy hecha delo chasra. If it doesn't tunnel out, the kula of pshiyahu. You can't give the key to a 5-year-old boy and expect the shmir to take place. Ela filu chasranami. Even if it tunneled out, you are chayiv. Ma'adotem, I would have thought, havile tchilasa b'pshia, v'sofa b'oneis, and you should be pater. Kamash mala, no. The kula of pshiyahu, you're chayiv. My time, why? The amale, miyada yada, you should have known. The kivan de shavke b'chama, you're leaving it in the sun like that? Kol Stadika the Isle Lemevad of Davinafka. Any way that sheep can get out of there, it's going to get out of there. You lock it up like that in such hot weather, you're asking for trouble. So you should have known this is going to end up, it might even tunnel out. And therefore you're chayiv.
How about the case
of the what? That's for sure you're chayiv.
No, it tunnels out in that case too.
No, you don't have to say that. It's a separate case. I have a shmira. I have a pen, and I locked it up good. I'm there, the guard. And look at this. The animal tunnels out and gets out of there. I should normally think you're pata for that. Right? That's a very abnormal thing. It's an ones. The answer is no. Since it was 100-degree weight, you didn't give him any water. He's freaking out in there. He's going crazy. He's going to find a way to get out of there. Even though tunneling is abnormal, in this situation, it's not so abnormal. It's a different case. That's for sure Yechayev. That's for sure Pshia.
That's not where it tunnels out.
That's not where it tunnels out. No. Because a regular case. And you're still chayiv. Why? Because you should have known that the animal is going to do anything it can to break out. Okay.
So
now we start.
Now yeah.
Only going on that case, right. Only going on the case of the son.
What?
They said together. And he's talking about, when I said my dinner was about that case. Okay. Now we start the real daf. Ready? Hotziu listim chayavim. Take out the listim, take him out, then the listim achayev. So the Gemara says, pshita. Isn't that pashat? Kivan da afkue, kaime, labor shuse, l'chalmili. Once the goslin takes possession of the animal, it belongs to the goslin. Says Rashi on top, ikka meshicha, there's meshicha, meshicha is a kinyan, v'shini rishus, and now it's a shini rishus, Dahavi kinuya l'chol mili. So it's all things. Belongs to the Gaza now. It's obvious. Says the Gemara, no. Lo tzricha dekami la ba'apa. No, what happened was, the Gazlan did not do Mashicha. What did the Gazlan do? The Gazlan stood here and blocked the path of the sheep. Sheep couldn't go. Ki had amar Rabba, amar of Masna, amar Rav. Hamaimid behemas chaveiro, al kamas chaveiro. You force an animal to stand on the wheat of your friend and damage the wheat. Chayef, you're chayef. Says the Gemara, maimid pshita. Is that obvious? That obvious, no? Of course you're chayef. Lo tzricha to come leba apa. No, you didn't force it. You just didn't let it move. You forced its path. Amalei, therefore you're chayef. So in other words, there's no active kinyan here. There's no active kinyan. You didn't do a kinyan. You just prevented the animal from going over there. Where the animal go? The only place the animal can go is over here. So the animal can only go here and do damage. You're charged with a kinyan. It's as if you did a kinyan. You didn't do a kinyan. All you did was block its path. You're chayah for that.
You
don't steer it. That's the next thing. That's Amar Le Abayel of Yosef, Hikisha Amar Talon, Felistim Nami Bi Hikisha. No, you hit it. So if you hit it, and then you move it that direction, that's steering it. Right, I wanted to go over there, so I gave it a whack, now it went over there. That's already a kinyan. Is that really a kinyan? It's as if it's a kinyan. So I'm standing over here, the animal wants to go forward. Now, sheep are very passive. I'm going to attack.
So that there's four listim. There's no, they all like make a row. They all line up. There's no for the sheep to go. The only place the sheep can go is over there. So it goes over there. You're chayiv as if you had a kinyan. There's no kinyan. Nobody picked it up. Nobody moved it. Nobody took the reins. Nobody did anything. What did they do? They didn't let it move. That's enough. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. Or they hit it. Also a chiddush. Again, I didn't do any. I didn't have reins. I didn't have mashicha. I didn't pick it up. I didn't do anything. Or they would give it a whack. That's enough. You're chayiv. Okay, that's not so crazy. Now, we're going to have in a minute. Okay, next. There's a halacha which we're going to have in 5 minutes called a Shomer Aveda. You know what? We'll do the Gemara and then we'll speak it out. Here we go. Next Gemara. Mesara Leroe Nichtas Haroe. We said in the Mishnah that if you or somebody gives over the responsibility to another Shomer, or another shepherd, that next person takes over responsibility. Right? So Amri, Tacht of the man. Now wait a minute. Who over here is taking over responsibility? Right? It's already an old machlokas. We've done it on Wednesday night a few weeks ago about Shomer, Shemassel, or Shomer. One Shomer gives it over to another Shomer. Is that what we're saying over here? That's what we said. We said, the Mishnah said, Masra l'roe, you give it over the behemoth to a shepherd, Nichnes haroe tachtov. Right? The second shepherd takes over. What about the first shepherd? Is the first shepherd chayiv? So here we go. Amri, tachtov the man. Ilema tachtov the baal behema. The baal behema gave it over to somebody else. Tanina. Chadazimna. We learned that already. Masra l'shomachin and l'shom l'sotach l'socher kol nichnes u'tachas ha'baila. If the baal gives over the shomer, he gives over responsibility to a shomer, that person stands in the shoes of the baal. That's obvious. El atacht of the shomer, what are we talking about now? That shomer A gave it to shomer B? So, the shomer kama apatel legamri, and shomer A is patel totally? What happened? The owner hired a guy to be a shomer. Right? The owner hired a guy to be a shomer. Shomer says, I'm too busy. I'm going to hire number two. Now saying number one is patel legamri? Why? The Mishnah said he stands in the shoes of the old person. Can't be the owner. That's obvious. The owner can do whatever he wants. The owner can give it to a shomer. We're talking about a shomer to a shomer. So shomer number one gives it to shomer number two. Shomer number one's off the hook. Is that true? Lame with the hate of the Rava. Let's say that's a theory on Rava. The Amar Rava, shomer shemassel shomer chayiv. A shomer gives it over to another shomer. The first shomer is still chayiv. Amalacha Rava. So Rav says, no, you know what's going on here? My Masra L'roe, what are we talking about over here? L'barzile, he gave it over to his apprentice. That, D'orche D'roe, L'mimse L'barzile, that's normal. Everybody knows that when you hire a shomer, the first shomer is allowed to give it over to his apprentice. What, only he himself? He has a security company. What, only the president of the company has to do the shomer? No, he has workers for him. So 100% mutter. Everyone knows, even Rav agrees with that. Hey, you give it over to your neighbor, you can't. The neighbor can't give it over to somebody else. But the go to the apprentice, that's for sure mutter. And there's a huge kasha here. The kasha is, why does Rava hold the mamash apples and oranges over here? Rava's shita was, if I hire a shomer, and what happens? The item gets damaged. I come to the shomer and I say, Nu, what happened? He says, well, it got stolen, or it got damaged, or I don't know. So, Rava says, you can't give it to another shomer. Why? Because I don't know who that guy is. I don't know who the second shomer is. I don't trust him. I don't know him. I don't want to take a shavua. I don't like him. Therefore, Rava says, you can't give it over to a second shomer. That makes a lot of sense. Over here, the item didn't get damaged. The item did the damage. What's the difference who it is? What's the difference who the shomer is? Makes no difference. That's a huge kasha. They all ask this kasha. It's apples and oranges over here. Rava's reason for not allowing a shomer shemassel shomer only makes sense if the item got damaged itself. Now you walk over, it's gone. Say to the shomer, where is it? Oh, it got stolen. I don't trust you to make a shavua that I got stolen. The first shomer was my neighbor. Him I trusted. That's why I didn't want to give it. That's why I went to him. I didn't go to you. But in this case, it makes no sense. It's the one that did the damage. Who cares who it is? Makes no difference. The whole thing is very schwer. Okay. But what's Rava's answer? No, you give it over to an apprentice. Nobody has a problem with that. That's obvious. When you hire somebody, you're going to give it over to an apprentice. Now, Ikad Yomri, others say exact opposite. Midiktani Masra L'Roe, since it says you gave it over to an apprentice, V'loktani Masra L'Acher, Shmamina. My Masra L'Roe, Masra L'Roe L'Barzilai. You gave it over to the apprentice. The Urcha D'Roe L'Memsa L'Barzilai. Because that's normal. Abba L'Acher, lo. But not to anyone else. So L'Memsa L'Barzilai L'Rava. Let's say that's proof to Rava, Damar Rava, Shomer Shomas L'Shomer, Chayiv. That's Chayiv. Amri, lo. Dilma Urcha D'Milsa Katani. No, we're talking about the normal case. For who are they in L'Acher? Everybody else, same story. Okay, next. That means that when you hire, Rava says you're not allowed to give it over to another shomer, but to an apprentice you are. Why? That's normal. It's understood that when you go to a shomer and say, can you watch my item, the shomer doesn't have to watch it himself. He has his apprentice, he has his workers. It's all understood. It's all good. You give it over to somebody else and he gives it over to another person, that also could be good, because it also Rava realizes you might be able to do that. But why do we mention the apprentice? That's the most common case. Okay. Next, Itmar.
But the apprentice is
Chayiv. The apprentice is for sure Chayiv. Number two is for sure Chayiv. The question is, can you go back to number one? That's the Shiloh. Okay. Itmar, listen to this. Shomer Aveda. You find an Aveda. Find an Aveda. You're walking down the street, you see a gold watch. It belongs to somebody. Right? It belongs to somebody. You pick it up, you bring it back to the house. Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam. Dummy. Rabba says, he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. Therefore, if it gets stolen, you are potter. You're shomer chinam. Rav Yosef Amar, kishomer sachar dami. You're shomer sachar. You hear this? Rabba Amar, kishomer chinam dami. My hanaka matile. Why? Of course you're shomer chinam. What do you get out of this? Rav Yosef Amar, listen to this. Kishomer sachar dami. Bahi hana de lo boy le mitzvah le rifta le ani. Have a kishomer sachar. Because when someone comes to the door collecting money for tzedakah, you could say, oh, sick for mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. I'm busy now watching this gold watch. I can't give you tzedakah. I don't have to give you a piece of bread now. I'm busy. I'm osik min a mitzvah. I'm asuk in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. I don't have to give him tzedakah. That hana makes you do a shomer sachar. You hear this? 1 minute. We'll get to that big cousin in 1 second. Others say no. A different, slightly. It's a machlokas here. It's a machlokas. Are they adding on? Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami Kivan Derachmana Shibade Bal Karche. Since the Torah requires you to watch it, Hilkach Kishomer Sachar Dami. You like Kishomer Sachar. What exactly that means? I'm not sure. What's he adding on? Let's talk about the first one. First of all, we know there's a din that the Ran says it's beautiful.
Because the Shomer Chinam is completely voluntary.
Right, we're not talking about the Shomer Chinam. I'm talking about this line.
It's not completely voluntary, so you don't have Shomer Chinam.
You turn into a Shomer Sachar.
Right.
Why? Because the Torah said you better pick up that up and keep it for your friend. Fine. Okay. Now, let's say you're a Shomer Sachar. So, the Ran says as follows. The din of Osek ben a mitzvah, Pater ben a mitzvah, if you could do both, you have to do both. Obviously. Right? So what? So I find that I'm wearing tzitzis. Someone comes to the door. Oh, I'm Pater ben a mitzvah. I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm doing a mitzvah now. I'm asuk in the mitzvah of tzitzis. I'm pater from all mitzvahs. It says there are no. It says osik min a mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. If you're osik in a mitzvah, you're really osik, you're pater. If you're mekayim a mitzvah, then you're chayiv in all mitzvahs. While I'm being mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis, I can do it on the mitzvah. No question about it. Then I'm chayiv. If I'm mamish, at the time the guy, the oni comes, and I'm really busy in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, then I'm taka pater. Otherwise I'm not. Tosfos says, that's why Rabbi didn't agree with this. Because to say that at the minute, the same second the Ani comes, I'm busy with my mitzvah, I'm busy, that's so far-fetched. Because take the gold watch, you put it in a safe, you put it in the newspaper, I found the gold watch, and then let people come to the door. Why are you busy? That's what Tosfos said, what are you busy with? What, at that 1 second when you're opening up the safe, that's when the Ani came? That's very far-fetched. Therefore you're going to be chayiv. Okay? Now, here we go. The Ritva asks, any time in the world you become a Shomer Chinam, you turn into a Shomer Sachar. Right? And it's every time you do a Shomer Chinam, you turn into a Shomer Sachar. Can you watch this pen? I'm now a Shomer Sachar. So the Ritva says no, because you the Tchilas, you started off as a Shomer, not as a Mitzaveh. It started off as a shmira. It didn't start off as a mitzvah. Only way it can happen is if you find it in the street. That's the Ritva. Now, we know, osik ben mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Let's say you're really osik in a mitzvah. You're mamish busy with a Shabbos Aveda. Can you do Ritzicha at that moment? Can you do Gila Arayas? I'm osik ben mitzvah. I'm putter from all mitzvahs. So the answer is no. You're only putter from Atzeis. Not from Los Atzeis. It's not a blanket heter to go do whatever you want. It's only putter from Atzeis. So asks everybody, asks the Beis Yaakov and everybody else, wait a minute. Tzedakah is also a lo sase. It says lo sa'ametz levav, whatever, lo sa'ametz, lo sikpots. It's also a lo sase. How could you tell the ani to leave? How could you say to the ani, I'm always going to mitzvah? It's a lo sase. You hear? So, Rabbi Chanan says that if it's a lo sase, that's shevi al tase, that's like an ase. You put it from those lo sases also. I'm just sitting in my living room. The ani's banging on the door, I'm pretending I'm at home. Right? We all do that. So pretending I'm not home, that's Sheval Tase, that's just like a low Tase. That's what I'm going to say. That's that. The Nachas Yaakov says that those laven are only Pekuach Nefesh. The guy's mom is nothing to eat. If you don't give him food, he's going to die. All right. Those are not children. That's not the normal thing. Most of the time, the Oni is coming. He's not going to die. Fine. The Mabina says, here we go. Sometimes, you have an Asay and a low Tase together. For example, Maka. Torah says, make a makah, and the Torah also says, lo samim v'damim v'beitzecha. Shluch hakan. Send away the mother. Don't not send away the mother. There's an asay and a lo sasay. Hashavas aveda. Hashavas aveda. Hashiv tashiv, right? Lo sucha, don't turn away. And then over here, give tzedakah, don't not give tzedakah. Says the Ramban, what are those lavs? Are those lavs independent lavs? No. They're only there to strengthen the assay. We want to make this assay of Shluch HaKan is so chashuv. We have an assay, go do it. And also, don't not do it. How do you know whether when a lav is there as an independent lav or it's there only to support an assay? Does the lav make sense in a vacuum? You have to figure this out because sometimes it does. But by the lav, don't turn away from the Aveda. That doesn't make sense unless it's an assay to return the Aveda. First is an asay to return the aveda, and by the way, we're going to strengthen it. Don't turn away. There's a mitzvah asay to give tzedakah. There's also an asay, don't not give. Whenever there's an asay only to strengthen the los asay, the asay does not stop you from saying osik mena mitzvah pata mena mitzvah. Therefore, it's a valid taina. That's the Imre Bina. What? That's a beautiful vart. All right. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.